Hey, what's up? This is DJ Ruben Toro, a.k.a. The Latin Bull.
Yo, what's up? This is Cool King DJ Onions from New York City, and you're listening to Daily Session.
Daily Session.
DailySession.com.
Peace.
Yo, yo. It went. And some more woe. Okay, yeah, I'm just kidding. This is Lady J, Fat Beast Music Review Show at the Fat Beast Store, of course. Last stop of hip-hop. We have been MIA for a couple weeks, but we're back. You know, had to give you a new show time.
It was fun being MIA. She's a great dancer.
All right, you are. God. That was so funny.
Keep rolling with it.
All right. Let's see. There's been a lot going on. We've been gone for like 3 weeks now, so that means we got a bit of news to catch up on, some music to catch up on, all that good stuff. So let me just get into it, do it quick, and yeah. First, on a positive note, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland is actually bringing a hip-hop exhibit to their Hall of Fame. I think that's kind of cool.
It's called Cleveland Sucks.
Whatever, bro. Stop hating. They have like Flash's Kangol hat, Slick Rick's eye patch, and all that good stuff, and yeah. So yeah, go Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's see some more news. Everything else is kind of not so positive, so that's why I said that first. Well, this could be positive for Lil Wayne. I think it's ludicrous in for Time Magazine. They have said that Lil Wayne, he got a full page in Time Magazine saying that he is the best rapper alive. And they compared him to Red Fox over Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, I heard about that.
That's
it's crazy.
It's not crazy. It's beyond crazy. It's complete. It's just lunacy. It's really
pure lunacy. Everyone.
Pure lunacy. All. Let's see what else. Vibe is actually having a Best Rapper Alive tournament.
Heard about it.
More whackness, considering that out of the 64 people that they're going to be polling, well, not polling, including in that, I guess raffle, whatever you want to call it. They're putting Lil Boozy and Trina in the category.
I don't understand.
What's
wrong with that?
They suck.
I mean, of course they have like Jay-Z, Nas, Lil Wayne, blah blah blah, Eminem.
And Boozy deserves to stand among them with the booziest.
Whatever, bro.
The booziest.
No.
The best
no,
and the booziest.
No.
Funk booziest.
This week, Erykah Badu, she had a few words to say to some blog writers because people are giving her shit about having another baby from Jay Electronica. Well, not another baby from Jay Electronica. Her first baby with Jay Electronica.
Good genes.
And great her
jeans.
Third baby with somebody in the industry. A lot of people said some not so nice things. And she just said, basically, how dare they disrespect. This is one of the awesomest words ever. Queendom. She refers to herself as the queendom. And that if they don't respect her decision, and if it's not clear how she feels about their decision, they can kiss her placenta. That was her words.
Yum.
That is wonderful.
Save me a placenta piece. In Japan.
Save me a piece for Thanksgiving.
Delish.
Some of the Baduism.
Placenta.
Have you noticed that she already had two kids and she still looks like that? That's incredible.
That's awesome. God, that's why. Her. She can do whatever the fuck she wants. She's Erykah Badu. She's awesome.
Ew.
Oh, background music. That's what was missing out of my life. Okay, let's see. Who else? This wasn't this week. It was last week. Eminem's actually being sued for assault. He punched a fan in the bathroom. Not nice.
Come on.
Not nice. The dude just said, hey, what's up, Eminem? Bodyguard gave him some attitude. And he proceeded to punch the man in the face. Sucker punch, to be exact.
And now he's being sued.
For $25,000.
$25,000, that's it.
That's it, huh?
I would have been like $250,000. That's just me.
Yeah.
Brown Bag All-Stars.
Some other angry. Amy Winehouse called Kanye a cunt. Sorry, I know it's a terrible word, but I had to say it. That was awesome.
Wait, I didn't hear you. Say it one more time.
No, I can't. We'll see you
next Tuesday, as the British say.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought that was, you know, pretty substantial. Just a little tidbit of info. More angry people talking about, you know, body parts in a not so nice form. Even though this isn't really so hip-hop related, I just thought it was funny that Jesse Jackson said he wants to cut, well, not that he wants to, but he said it when he didn't think they were taping on Fox News that he wanted to cut Obama's nuts off.
Wow.
I thought that was hilarious!
I'm a hater.
Whatever. He's a hater.
No, actually, that's exactly what, like, a lot of people, Nas, Spike Lee, and Ice Cube all said, that he's basically a hater, he's jealous. Killer Mike actually compared Obama to a biblical prophet.
Killer Mike.
The prophet being Moses. Yes. Obama is Moses.
I was thinking more
you shouldn't
like a
do
black
that.
James
They're going to think
Bond.
Obama's Jewish also. That's going to be bad news.
That is confusing to the children.
America's going to be scared as hell of a black Jew.
Oh, my God.
Trust me.
Oh, my God. Sammy
Davis?
That's the lurking fear.
Middle America, brace yourselves.
Yeah,
but yeah, let's see what else. West Side Connection. The Game is replacing Mac 10.
What?
Yeah.
Game, you didn't hear about that?
Yeah, man.
I see the vision.
Game
for real?
Is replacing Mac.
I don't mean to jump the gun, but that's going to be the illest group today, hands down. Not even kidding.
I mean, they previously worked together. Game had worked with Cube, whatnot, and they go back. So
GameCube?
It seems like a logical... GameCube, exactly.
GameCube.
You have the collab album.
That was great.
Genius. All right.
Sure, and utter genius. Let's see. Game, talk us some more about 50, not so nicely, blah, 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 blah. He basically said that... he's not going to be happy forever, no matter how much, you know, how much roids or vitamin water and all that good stuff he has. And that he referred to Tony Ayo as his boyfriend. I thought that was cool.
No, he didn't. For real?
Yes, he did.
Word?
He did refer to Tony
Ayo as
his boyfriend.
That's how you know he's the most powerful man in rap, when
exactly.
he can call a dude his boyfriend and just walk around.
And guess what? Buck is challenging Ayo to a boxing match.
Buck is challenging
him? Yes, Young Buck.
Does he want to lose his
He
wife?
Said he's going to be training with Mayweather.
God?
With Floyd Mayweather. But he just tried to commit suicide. Well, supposedly he tried to commit suicide last week as well.
Who did?
By
Buck?
Overdosing on pain pills.
Where have you been?
Where have you been?
I don't pay attention to a bottle of Tylenol.
I
made that up.
I do not pay attention to G-Unit news like it's the election.
But I mean, these are, you know, this is
Unless
kind of
did
like.
They, did John McCain join G-Unit last week? Because I'm not paying attention otherwise.
Perhaps.
Terror Squad.
Terror Squad. John McCain's a Terror Squad.
Terror Squadian.
Oh, God, no, no. I'm going to hear that resonating in my mind at night. No, and that's terrifying. Let's see. More people suing. Mobb Deep suing their manager. He put out, like, mixtapes, and they got all mad. And
did they get money for these mixtapes?
I don't know. No. No, they didn't.
So
I thought I was going
to
say I don't know to something else. Yeah, you know, whatever.
BrownBagAllStars.com.
Jay-Z's club, 4040 Club, that's also being sued. Because the manager, well, this isn't why they're being sued, but this is the after effect, which is landing him in more deep, cocky duty.
The Happy manager, birthday.
The manager threatened to lock up and fuck up the tax life of certain employees if they didn't, you know, if they participated basically in the lawsuit.
Jeepers.
And it was being brought up just basically because employees weren't being paid overtime, they were being paid less than minimum wage, et cetera, so on and so forth, from the man who, you know, has bought the world, Jay-Z. So yeah, that's
Wait,
not...
can I just elaborate on Jay-Z for a second real
you
quick?
Can.
Shouts to our boy, DJ Neil Armstrong, who's now Jay-Z's DJ. But anyway.
What? He's getting paid.
I don't hate Jay.
Check this out. I'm not hating at all. But did you guys hear about that Timbaland's going to do
his
new album?
His whole new
album. Is there any truth to that?
Timbaland's the one who quoted it. It was quoted by Timbaland. It wasn't like hearsay. He
really?
Said he's
going
to put
so I believe that.
3 months away to save, to work on it specifically. So, I mean, I think that'd be hot.
That's gonna be
I
a
like
banger.
Tim. I like Tim's beat, so.
Make that 11, 12 tracks. It's a banger.
Banger.
Every track a banger, guaranteed.
That gets the fire stamp of approval, and I'm holding an orange fiery.
I gotta say that that stamp of approval does not get a stamp of approval. That's a horrible sound. That is awful.
Don't hate on me.
I'm not hating on you. I'm
you
hating
are.
On the sound.
Why are you hating?
You are.
You are not the sound.
Your
Come
voice
on.
Is furious with hate. It's terrible.
Such hatred.
I sound
Sorry.
Really hateful now, don't I?
You do.
Seething.
It's terrible. It hurts me. I'm crying inside.
Pedro Pagan in the building.
What up, P-Money? Since we're talking about new music, Jay with Tim, there's a whole bunch of other new stuff coming out. Johnny Cash remix album.
By who?
Which Snoop will be doing some stuff on.
Okay.
Not mad.
Amongst
not
some others. But Snoop's going to be
curious,
on it.
Apparently.
He did some
Cash
stuff with Willie Nelson, and now he's moving on to Johnny Cash's remix.
Nice.
This is Illa J, which is... Jay Dilla's brother is it's his younger brother. He's gonna be releasing an album that includes 95 to 98. I'm quoting the years, people, not numbers specifically. The years of 1995, 1998. It's gonna be 1998. Wow. Okay. It's gonna be featuring beats all from his brother, the late great Dilla.
The album is gonna
be
called.
Be released on Delicious Vinyl.
The album is going to be called The Incredible Contrast.
I want my brother's records.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Now I'm trying to hear that record.
Yes. Luda, he's also putting out a new album and mixtape. The album's called Theater of the Mind, and his mixtape is with DJ Drama. It's hosted by...
Gangsta Grizzles!
Exactly, him, that guy. And that's called The Preview. Busta, after everybody said Busta was leaving Interscope, blah, 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 blah.
The GOAT right now.
His next album will be dropping in September, Bless. That's the name of the album. And it's being released under Aftermath, which, as we all know, is part of Interscope.
He's
going to buy Interscope,
surprise,
dip it in platinum, and wear it around his neck.
That's awesome.
That's the
it's going to be album of the year, probably.
That sounds appropriate.
Is it true that him and T.I. coming out the same day?
No. I don't, why are you asking me questions like I don't work for
Soundscan? Rob, why are you taking my rock?
And Billboard.
My Rob.
I don't memorize. I'm sorry.
Rob.
I repeat.
Lesser
you know,
man
I provide
stabbed
news,
in the face for that.
But I'm not creating these things.
I'll call T.I. It's cool. I got
call
this.
Him.
I got the minutes.
It's okay, coming out the cool, same day know. As Johnny Gill.
There you go.
Ooh, that's smooth, baby. That's smooth.
Good transition.
Freddie Fox, he's coming out with two more albums. He did one with your favorite person in the world, KRS.
He did.
I'm looking at SoulCon.
Wow.
Nice.
Yes, he did. He
trying
did.
To hear that. But who are we talking about? Nathan?
Freddie Fox.
Freddie Fox and KRS?
Yep. Yep, 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 yep.
Is it called A Thug in a Pool?
Oh, man.
You're so angry.
Fox guess kid. Which one is which, guys.
You're so angry. It's great. Dead Prez, they're supposed to be dropping an album in November. They said it was like Let's Get Free Part 2 tight sound, hopefully.
Oh,
I hope so. I right now, they don't have a label that. Backing it, so.
Well, God bless
and,
them.
Wait, hold on. Didn't so M1 have co-production, co-writing
credit no, Stickman,
on
Stickman,
album,
Stickman,
yeah.
Co-wrote
yeah,
some of the Nas lyrics, or
do
you just give him
concepts?
No,
though,
it's not. I know, that's fine.
What's
it's,
the deal with that? I mean, that's crazy. It's crazy talk.
It's not crazy.
No, I'm not mad. I just can't believe it.
Believe
if anyone could write political lyrics or give political concepts to Nas, it could be one of Dead Prez.
Of course. Of course. That's what I'm saying.
He could be getting from Lil Boos.
Hell no. Lil Boos is a moron. Dead Prez is genius.
I'll shout it low.
Shout it.
Love it.
Tell
I love
me about
saying
it,
that
shouting.
Name.
Right. What's next? What's next, Jay?
What's next is music, which makes me happy.
Music.
Music for the people.
Please
all right.
Stop it,
let me introduce our lovely panel. Actually, let you introduce yourself so you could, you know, do your little hype man.
Jump off.
Exactly.
All right, I go by the Mixed Messiah. I'm from the home of music, and that would be New Orleans.
Woo, best city on
the
earth.
The Mixed Messiah.
Best
awesome.
City right there. Yo, I'm Jay Logic, Brown Bag All Stars. I work here. JLOG number 1C. How you doing?
That's the only reason he's here.
My name is SoulCon, aka Noah. Or maybe in the reverse if you prefer that. If so, we can have words.
Wow.
Alright.
And by words.
I mean fist.
And by fist, I mean delicious macaroni and cheese.
Wow.
I love macaroni and cheese. I just had some the other day. Whoo, banging.
There's a good macaroni
It was who banging.
Who banging?
And yo, on the ones and twos, it's the incredible E. Holla.
Exactly.
Also,
E-Holla.
From the brand. Wow. Do not.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I
wow.
I just made myself deaf. It was
that
great.
That was awful. Thanks.
He deserves it. He deserves
great.
It. We've been gone for 3 weeks, so that was making
it.
Up for the last 3 weeks.
They're going to edit that out in post, as they say. They're going to turn down the volume.
You're not nice to my self-esteem. Okay, moving on to the music.
Compliment, yeah. I compliment you all the time.
Well, E-Holla.
Emptily.
I would like you to play some music for us. That being Static Selecta featuring Cassidy, Saigon, and Terminology. It's produced by Static Selecta and is called To The Top.
Terminology.
Oh, good day.
You're listening to the Daily Session.com.
Yeah. The Hustler.
Cassidy.
Saigon.
Terminology.
Yeah. Static Selecta.
Stick to the script.
When I was drug dealing, man, yeah. I made a killing, man.
Yeah.
I'm not broke, I cop coke by the kilogram. Fuck how you feeling, man.
What?
I'm a villain, man, and I kill a man. Air him out like a ceiling fan. I might not have went platinum, but I'm still a man.
Yeah.
And they kept I'm still a fan.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was a big Thriller fan.
Yeah.
But nowadays, Michael Jackson ain't still a man. He fell off and let Chris Brown steal his fans.
Yeah.
And Soulja Boy big too, cause they feel his dance. Hip hop for life support, but it's still a chance. It could survive, it's alive, it ain't died yet. Big and pocking alive, but I ain't died yet. I'm about to dissect the Dutch, cause I ain't high yet. I wear a lot of jewels, but I ain't get robbed yet. Cause I bear arms like guys with big biceps. Yes.
To entertain, ain't in it for the fame, ain't in it to get a name. I am what many consider the spit of a flame. When niggas done dick to the game, the shit is a shame. Everybody shit is the same. 99.99% of niggas' lyrics is lame. When I spit, the room temperature change. You was where I inherited Tupac's soul, both Christopher's brain. Mind stayed on the rock, wittiness of Lamont, spirit of the sidewalk, grittiness of the block. Wanna play gorilla for what? Trauma with Saigon, shit it get ugly as Matilda in the hut. Catch you with an ill uppercut, then watch your nose bleed enough blood for you to fill up a cup. You don't want the 9 mil of bruh. Jump out the back of a truck, like what up? Commence to clapping you up. And my bags come back fat like Eminem. Nobody could body me. Throw me in the ring with them simpleton rap cats like Owen Hart. I'm killing them. We three of the last alive ology. Cast inside mastermind. Cast known for giving you classic lines. I might have not have went platinum, but I snatched the shine off of any platinum rap cat with this plastic nine. I rhyme gritty like Cy Giddy and Sean Pitty. Who wanna rhyme with me, my nigga? My mind's silly. I'm from a bad city like Philly to Cass City. My track's witty. I snatch fizzy to mash with me. I take an eighth of drove, turn it to an acre slow. Make a old baker, oh homie, this the wake up show. That's how I spit all these chicks on my dick. You just switch for the chips, I just stick to the script.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me.
DailySession.com.
Yo.
Yeah, whatever.
That was
terminology.
Rather dope. Nah, that was dope.
With
that
the
was dope.
And like this.
Not quite, darling.
Yes.
Wait, is that the game beat I hear?
Yes.
Hold on.
That was Static like. Selector featuring Cassidy, Saigon, and Terminology.
In descending order of quality.
That should be on my list.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty rough.
Nah, but it was a good track. First of all, the production on point. It was different. Hook, I liked it. Lyrical content. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, delegate.
Hello, someone.
I'll say
the
this.
The beat was cool. The beat was definitely cool.
Logic
the beat
first.
Was it.
I like the beat. Me and Mike like the beat.
Like the beat, the beat.
The beat was cool, except Terminology raps like a gay phone sex operator.
And he's so right.
That'd be cool if he were one openly and honest with the world, but like instead he's just like he's struggling
like
within a world.
I like Terminology.
You like Terminology?
His name is on
really?
His career.
I've heard some of his tracks that were actually on point.
He's so bad.
Your life is so bad.
My life is awesome compared to his raps.
Oh God. You hater.
If I stub my toe on like a bear's mouth and then accidentally fall into a pit of AIDS and knives, my life is still better than Terminology's verses.
Oh, man.
He is so corny.
God, that's great.
He is so corny.
Yeah, but he can say this. He can out rap him. That's
he does the
I
same
know,
thing.
I know he can say this.
Every time.
I know.
Every time.
Nice. Lady J's being nice.
Every time he does
no,
the
I'm
same
not
thing.
Being nice. It's just not like... Come
every
on.
Time. He's
AIDS are pretty bad, brother.
It is? I'm saying... Well,
AIDS are kind of
okay,
bad.
Okay, fine. Fine. Syphilis. It's treatable. Whatever.
Okay, I'll give you
that. And like, and also, Saigon actually did well. Cassidy.
I'm just surprised Cassidy did a track with Saigon and Terminology. That's like...
Cassidy needs that money.
That's extremely...
Album has everybody on it, according to Sav 1.
I'm not on it, so not everyone is on it.
Cassidy has the same tricks every time, but I don't blame him. Like I was saying
it
before.
It works. It's like a formula.
Yeah, he's like, I'll kill you, I get money, and then a rhyme whatever, about like a household
formula,
object.
And it's over a hot beat, so it works.
Mixed Messiah, what do you got to say?
My mama told me don't diss whack rappers, so I'm not going to do that.
That's a good one.
You know what I'm going to do instead? Shout out my man DJ Sav 1. That's what I'm going to do real quick. What up, Sav?
He's here in the place. Party people in the place to be.
Yeah.
But okay, well, all right. Everybody liked the production and no comment on everything.
It's good beat.
I give it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, beat was on.
It's good beat.
Take terminology off of it, it gets a 4.
Oh my God, moving on.
It gets a 4.
Next track.
Put terminology back on. I'll stab him with the 4.
Oh my God!
Wow.
So violent.
Next one. Next one.
Little Dap.
Woo.
Produced by DJ Skiz.
Shout out to Skiz.
And the track is.
Shout out to Skiz.
What? Beats a banger, I bet.
Okay, don't get your panties all in a wad, kids.
Yo,
name of the track is
killing it with the beats.
Watch
all I gotta
me
say.
Now.
Pedro Pagano, everyone.
Watch. Listen to me now. Watch me now. Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue.
I want to. It's time to let the world know, baby. It's part of the game. I feel you, baby. Somebody gotta do it. This is what we live for, right? Tell them, son. That's what we represent. Do what I supposed to do. Not run and tell your crew what I've been through. I would dealt with shorthand, trying to look for jabs. Don't make me spaz, son, get in that ass. Lyrically, mentally is when we start the mark. From the heart of New York when we start the bark. On you niggas and a lot of fake ass bras. So sit back and relax, don't make us move your cars. What we do, do what I supposed to do. Not run and tell your crew what I've been through. Me and Mella caught the nutcracker sitting in the gutter. Had your boy sitting back, boy, I'm starting to stutter. Hungry as a motherfucker, boy, I'm starting to wonder. Why is this, why is that? Going 2 o'clock, some and see my man all strapped up black. Woo. Do, do what I supposed to do. Now run and tell your crew what I've been through. The last days of the shorty man running the streets. And I'm still on the train, man, banging the east. Watch me do, do what I supposed to do. You can do this too, shorty, keep your mind focused too. God is real, God is love. Gang recognize gang if you understand this, my love. Watch me do, do what I supposed to do. Now run and tell your crew what I've been through. Sit back and recline, new digging is your time. Put the mark of the pieces on every mankind. I'm reading Joe to keep my mind focused, yo. Drug poverty getting everywhere trying to get dough. The devil don't care, I'd rather just see us here. Why is this, why is that? Watch me do, do what I supposed to do. Now run and tell your crew what I've been through.
Make it move with my brothers and there's no turning back. Check it out, party people, as we reign supreme. For my brothers and my sisters in the street doing the thing. Niggas watch out, you heard the horns from Brooklyn. Work with me now to get me and we'll make mad dummy. We'll get moves with my brothers and it's no turning back. Check it out, party people as we reign supreme. For my brothers and my sisters in the street doing the thing.
DailySession.com.
All right, that was Little Dap. Watch right. Me Now, produced by DJ Skiz.
That beat was hot.
The dappest.
It was a song that had the potential to be a dope song.
Hey.
Had.
That beat was cool, man.
The beat wasn't bad. It just needed another layer. It was too simple for an MC that was that simple.
I agree.
So, another MC, another layer on the production. Would have been a banger.
Do you mean like SoulCon?
Could I say SoulCon would have killed it?
Yeah. If any MC that would have just went into it and ripped it, and just been like a more consistent, steady flow. Like a
aggressive.
Yeah, a bust of flow over Busta a simple beat like that will work. Now, if you're going to have somebody that's simple over it, like Lil Dap, you got to have another production layer. Right, yeah, you got to have real, another layer.
You need a big beat for that.
The cuts, props on the cuts, though. Like the cuts.
Crazy. Cuts were hot.
Shout out to Skiz.
Cuts were definitely hot.
Solid.
So what's next? Brown Bag All-Stars, League of Intoxicated Gentlemen, or?
No, I don't believe
it should be. Oh, what? It should be.
What do you think what's about the song?
Let I thought know. I thought the beat was definitely hot, but he wasn't the proper MC for it. It was sort of like Devin Hester with the Bears. You know, the wrong fit.
Oh, my God.
Best analogies right
here. We're just busting out the analogies. That's great. I love it. Brain ticklers. All right, well.
Most dead.
Skiz did his thing. You know, we love you, Skiz. It just, I think overall it was just a very kind of simple song that needed a little, that extra boost to the next
Skiz level. Holler at the brown bag.
So let's see if on the next song, The GOAT. I laugh at that term.
Oh, Busta Rhymes is up next? Or
Rakim?
Rakim is up next?
Kane?
LL Cool J.
LOL, you just said? I think you just did.
Yeah. LOL, you're so wrong. Produced by DJ Scratch. Oh, wow. You know what's funny? I called him The GOAT and I didn't even realize the name of the song had that word all up in it.
Shout out to Scratch.
Called Rockin' with the GOAT.
Rockin' with the GOAT, baby. Fucking 3 fucking weeks old.
Licking my lips, working out.
Rockin' with the GOAT.
Brown Bag should have been on instead.
You should be happy if you get out of this thing with a ringtone, clown.
That was cool, now let's get back to that block shit. Make it impossible for haters who wanna pop shit.
I got this.
I'm leaning back in the cockpit. I drop big bombs, these bastards can't stop it.
Hot shit.
I'm a prophet for profit. Once I decide to lock shit, fucking with me is toxic. Go pop on niggas, love songs and rock shit. Show these motherfuckers how to spit, they ain't bout shit.
This is it.
I'm so ruthless and cunning when the drummer is drumming. Y'all see, I got your man running. LL the boss. Like Luke with the force, my technique's ugly, dirty like rugby. Drop jewels like Yoda, my young students love me. All rappers are under, not one of them above me.
I rip shit,
I blow the whole house down on your big mouth clowns. You don't wanna fuck around, Mike.
You are now rocking with the GOAT. Throw your hands in the air, have a sip, take a dope. Hot shit.
Good with both ears. Keep your mouth shut, fall back like broke chairs. It's hard to find a nigga like me, I'm so rare. Them niggas had a pretty good run, I don't care. I'm so far ahead that I'm counting in light years. That mean lightning strikes longer than your career. Who some arrogant motherfuckers, you like that?
Yeah.
In the club, make the ruckus, little mama wanna touch us.
I'm a grown man.
Most boys like Kobe at the ruckus. I play Chris Tucker, rush all you cocksuckers. You're way too lame.
Come here.
I show
come
you
here.
Game. And just
oh, yeah.
in case y'all forgot my name, I'm the
G-O-A-T,
much hotter lately. Ripping motherfuckers since co-creator chopped the break beat. Farmers Boulevard is up in this bitch, and I help Russell hustle, you can go ass quick.
Mike Jack.
You are now rocking with the GOAT. Throw your hands in the air, have a sip, take a jump.
Hot shit.
You are now rocking with the GOAT. Go ahead, do your two step with your hand in your coat.
Hot shit.
You are now rocking with the GOAT. Throw your hands in the air, try to wave away the smoke.
That shit.
You are now rocking with the GOAT. Go ahead, do your two step while I let these niggas know.
The monster
is back. They probably put a hit on me for murdering the track. They tried to shit on me, they thought I wasn't coming back. They sealed the jaw and then they threw me in the back. They ran me in circles, I can't
act like crack.
I floated to the top, fully loaded on cock. Cause when a motherfucker's this hot, he don't stop. These niggas wanna sell you the hype, but don't cop. I give you the pure shot.
I'm the L.
Motherfucking L forever. What they saying on the internet, I rip whoever. For the last 10 years or so, I loved them better. But I'm back, your niggas best to get your shit together, nigga. I
play hard,
I goes in for real. The odds are always with me when I spin the wheel. And you could've rocked with me, but you're not real. So when I polish off the black, I'll let you know how it feels.
Oh, Mike,
you are now rocking with the GOAT. Throw your hands in the air, have a sip, take a jump.
Hot shit.
You are now rocking with the GOAT. Go ahead, do your two step, put your hand in your coat.
Oh, shit.
You are now rocking with the GOAT. Throw your hands in the air.
check.
Oh God.
Oh no.
Rocking with the goat. No, no, darling. Ooh. Rocking wow. with the llama. You
think,
are not a goat.
I think that song was missing one thing.
You are the lame llama.
It was missing terminology.
It was missing. You guys are retarded. No.
No. Rob Champion has one thing to say real quick.
Go, Rob Champion. Let him know.
All right, forget it. He's going to make fun of. What was the movie again?
Deepest.
Oh, you should go back to making Deep Blue Sea 2, please. Because Deepest Blue is his head is like a shark's fin.
Oh.
That's lyrical.
All up in the gills, son.
Nah, champion song.
All right. Don't beat DJ Scratch's thing.
Yes, he did.
Somebody like Busta was on that, it would have ripped. I'm not even.
Agree.
I'm,
once again.
Look,
dope
Busta's
for a song that's a month and a half old.
I think the illest, but I'm not even super biased. It's just. Pharaoh would have killed it. Busta would have. Any
Lil
aggressive MC,
it.
His flow was so boring. It was just boring. You need to just stop it.
Homeboy
stop
Sam
licking your
killed
lips.
That.
Stop it.
Yeah, stop it.
Stop it.
Oh, that's a good time. He's
officially the Brett Favre of hip hop.
Yes. Woo-hoo-hoo! Killing it. Killing it tonight.
Woo! You write your material.
Brett Favre, you know, Brett Favre made something out of the latter half of his career. That's the thing. That's the difference. LL topped out at what, like 97, 98?
I would definitely say like 97.
Phenomenon was dope.
Pink
and then after
in
that,
a plastic bird.
He just
get
needs
crushed
to.
Crushed by a boot.
And yo, I'm still recognizing the fact that LL, of course, he's a pioneer. He did his thing. He made his stamp.
Definitely.
He put his mark on hip hop, definitely. But right now. Brother,
if I want to mess with pioneers, I'll play Oregon Trail.
Leave it
it's
alone.
Good.
And thanks for stinking up that song with Neo, by the way.
Ooh. Oh man,
Neo.
And I love Neo.
That was Neo. That was a dream. That was a dream. That was a dream.
Oh, that was. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the dream. Another one of my
same
dreams.
Other dude who sounds like a woman. But God bless him. He made one of the illest albums of 07.
Actually, great.
Love Hate, or was that 08?
Indeed.
Great effing album.
The Dream is awesome. I would love to work with him.
All right, so I'm guessing we're all pretty much in conclusion that the beat was. Dope.
Beat was dope.
Whack. But
should have played Brown Bag.
Different. Needed a different MC over that.
What
bag?
Needed a different MC
definitely.
Over that.
We're effing younger.
Rocking with the llama. All right. Next llama. Song. That's what we're calling the llama.
I like that.
Next song is Roxy.
Woo!
Name of the track is Still Here.
You're listening to DailySession.com.
Gentlemen, one of the world's greatest. Right.
Okay.
See? Nemo, you a fool for this one. In the words of Jigga,
what's
let's
that?
Take a look. Yeah. Feel me?
Pressure of a man, no money in his hand. Some see my face, say I resemble my old man. If honey give up the guts, I bust through the Trojan. Forget emotion, my nerves is ocean deep. Fell asleep at the wheel, deal with all enemies. Out to get the money that'll last a couple centuries. Comfortable with myself, never been pretending me. Some try defending me, then they find out I'm a cool kind of cat, then they want to be a friend of me. Trying to leave a legacy, the world ain't accepting me. 16 used to be my life with expectancy. Ha ha.
I'm just being America,
and I am
excuse me, the world. I am here at your services, mister.
Just call on me.
You know, summer's here.
Records
feeling good. Best shape of my life.
Maybe it just ain't
I'm a problem good now. Let's go. Possibly nearing death. Since my first breath, I've been independent with a major following of hooligans. Henny honeys, I hiccup. Happy go lucky, Luchioni, Tony Soprano, your pussy. Fast play, finish your financy, fancy fantasies. Finicky felines, get a boot in the behind. Reason for ransom, a temper tantrum on the resize. Challenge you lyrically, physically, with no disguise. How many tizime? I got a shizime to get mizime before you realize I'm on the rizzize. Pass the blunt to Dilla, looking down in the skizzime. Huh, stay his eye. Stay willing to visit. Keep a close grip on my chrome four fizz eyes. Rapper out the miz eyes. Name a rapper nicer than me. And I tell you that's the goddamn miz eye. They lied to you, man. Don't let them lie to you.
The truth is
it's the rock. See? Like I said, I'm just taking this time out.
I wish you could see me right now.
Give it to my fans. The way you want it.
Doing my dance.
I'm in the building, man.
sound scans. Where my sound scans across the whole land, countries and continents. I'm the shit, but you knew that. My flow blew back. Legends in this profession. Call me Smith & Wesson. Think I claim to be better than you. That's not true. Your own fans think I'm better than you. They say with a drive like that, how the dude go lose? I survive off attitude. Sticking to the rules, paying my dues. Pop didn't raise a damn fool. Cruise control, nah, that's the call. I'm a rap star. Down by law, rappers is jokes like Hardy Hall. Blase they blow. Catch me drunk at the bar like it's Mardi Gras. Got two heaters on me, call them brothers Avalar. Time traveler, on my way to Africa. When I get there, banging a disrupt massacre. Ha ha, feel me? I see you, brother. Shake it, shake it, shake it. This is the point of song, wherever you do what you do to relax. Pull up your cup, light something up, get in your zone. Just do you, cause I'ma do me. Nemo! Let's go!
What are you doing? Why are you ending face. A song in that? Let's see. I wonder if I like the song. okay. Dope freeway song. So, yes, dope beat. Production indeed, which was previously used. Roxy, you're not the worst, but you're not the best.
you're the best.
I like a beat, but, you know, for those of you who don't know... For those of you who do not already know, that was previously used on a freeway track.
And a bunch of others.
Killer Mike, and it was better with a freeway.
Rob Fest used it too. Whoa,
whoa. Oh, he did as well.
Shout out to Rob Champ for the hookup. It gets better every time someone uses that.
I just was like, come on. That's not cool anymore. It never was really that cool
I bet he wears his older cousin's jean shorts to the beach.
You guys are terrible. You guys are terrible. You guys are terrible.
No.
Let her in.
I love it.
Delegate on the song a bit. Let's hear your thoughts on Still Here.
I wish cool. he wasn't.
It was cool. The beat was hot.
The beat was hot.
The beat was crazy.
That's like the
beat was definitely tailor made for someone
song.
Else.
The beat was hot.
That's because Royce, I Got It was not played. That should have been played instead. But that's just me.
That's also me and perhaps everybody else who heard it.
I'd rather watch Breaking too.
Wow. Oh, wow. Damn.
Rob Champion.
Breaking you know, Roxy, too. While writing the lyrics to this, was dancing with a broom. Whole time. How he does that while dancing. Writing is incredible.
Incredible.
He gets props for that alone. I can barely
the
dance. Dance with a
I'm
broom
sorry,
with a Jerry curl.
No, you cannot incorporate that to about a third of your lyrics at this point in time and really try and pass yourself off as a true MC or
what?
Lyricist. No.
Exactly.
Stop it.
What can
and
you
then
do?
End it in.
Stop it.
Oh, he did that?
What
oh, yeah,
are you
war.
Doing?
Stop
I was paying
what
attention
do you think
at
of
that
life,
point.
Darling?
2001
it's a shame. It's a shame. I kind of stopped paying attention like halfway through. He could have said the greatest verse in history in the second half of the song. Had no idea.
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, no, worry. You didn't miss it.
He could have given me the cure for the knife pool and the syphilis pool that I concocted. I would not have known.
Wow. I want my 3 minutes back.
Pedro just said that we're making him hot.
I'm here. Come clean him. I hear you.
Pedro's killing the game.
I don't know, man.
So what's up next, Brown Bag?
Pedro's going to fight Terminology.
No, I wish Brown Bag were up. What? But perhaps next week we'll have some treats.
Puerto Rican.
But up next, we have an MC. You know, he's kind of known. He's kind of popular. Done his thing.
Who is it?
His name would be... Nasir Jones.
Nas.
The man who caved and named his album the name given to him by the man. Nas.
No, wait, the man
no, I'm just kidding.
The man, his black jazz musician father
I
is the man.
I still love Nas.
The Jesse Jackson story.
Yeah. You know, Bill O'Reilly called him Nas, so I think he should just
Nas
do that.
Nas.
Put like an accent
no.
over
we're
the
gonna,
Nas.
We're going to give him his props. Nas.
Nas.
And the name of the track is Like Me.
Queens Get the Money's better.
Ehala.
DailySession.com.
Yeah, what's happening, mommy? How you doing, baby? Oh, you looking kind of good and everything. I see you with them stilettos on, baby. Hey, check this out. You ain't got time to talk to me? Hey, let me put a bug in your ear, baby. Won't you turn them flow shoes into some hoe shoes, you dig? Yeah, check this out. This universe finest, your royal highness. You know what, baby? I can do a whole lot of things for you.
guess why? Cause I'm a motherfucking pimp.
Like me.
Hustle in the ground and pay.
I be.
Stay on that paper chase. In this life, there's pimps and hoes. Tell me which one are you using?
Like me.
Hustle in the ground and pay.
I be.
Stay on that paper chase. In this life, there's pimps and hoes. Tell me which one are you using?
The good man in me say get money and stay on the path. But the pimp shit in me say, yo, keep looking for ass. But my daughter gave me a gift, something to hold. A little city in water, when you shake it, it snow. I told her never let a sucker nigga take off her clothes. Better wait till you grown, when he love you, you know. Everybody's got a dream, a hope, a wish to own a 6x2. Tilling the whip, a fantasy, a bone to pick. Revenge to get against who I don't know. Someone who said you won't blow, you won't eat, you won't cake. They mistake, blaming me for they failures. I'm fresh, getting tailored, single-breasted. A lip brush is senseless, some pimp shit. A woman hates a man and stay with him for many years. Tell him she loves him and be jealous of him. Now lame is how the ghetto judge him. Cause he's still with her. She take his cash and give it to some other real nigga like me.
Since the beginning of the time, you know me. Only thing I need to do is get on the grind and get mine. So only thing I gotta tell you, man, is, you know, do what you gotta do, man. Bring my money back. Get on that track, get on your back.
I heard him say the NBA's a bunch of million-dollar slaves. A Portier wasn't real back in the days. The point I make is Jerry owns the Lakers. His yearly take is, let's just say, more than collectively all of his players. That's business, not really pimp shit. Maybe a tidbit similar to when we rappers make big hits and not own the masters. That's the deal. By the way, Portier helps all the Denzels excel. He kept it more than real, but Hollywood could turn a girl out. I knew a girl about 5'9", so fine. She could for soul grind. She was sleek, chic, with a classic mouth. Movie directors always fucked her on the casting couch. She came out with a blockbuster. Can't knock a hustler. She not a hooker. She focused. A hopeless soul on a lonely road. I showed her all my stones and gold. I said, bitch, life is cold. You need to roll with a nigga like me.
Like me, man, that was not, first and foremost, I love Nas. Second of all, let me just let everyone know that was not an accurate representation of Nas as an artist, nor as his last album
that was
at all.
Awful.
So that song,
that's not even on the album, really.
Being awful.
That's not on the U.S. release.
No, it's not. It's not on the U.S. release.
That's for the
God.
U.K. because they like things like that.
because we're Americans. No,
That song will keep your teeth yellow and twisted like mine.
That song just wasn't...
for the British.
It wasn't deeming to be on the album, obviously. That's why it's not on the U.S. release. And I'm glad that it wasn't. That's about all I have to say about that. Everyone else? Yes, yes, go ahead, Rob Champion. Let them know. Shout it.
Yeah, I was in agreement with everybody. With the first verse, I thought it was terrible. And everybody knows, here knows, Nas is my favorite MC. But I thought the second verse wasn't that bad.
It's just a beat in itself made me not even want to listen.
Who's on, Rob? Who's in your top five right now?
Right now or all time?
Right now. Just right all right. Now.
I'm going to have to say Nas.
Lil Boozy.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Fonte from Lil Brother.
Definitely Fonte.
Elzai.
Definitely.
Andre 3000.
I love how you nod your head every time
and
you say it.
I have to say my number five. He's not my number five. He's like my number three. But I got to say, SoCon.
What?
You see that?
Yes.
Right there?
What?
Not again.
He can now hog as much shit as he wants to.
It's a three-way tie. It's a three-way
now
tie
go
between
hug
him.
Guys.
No, it's a two-way tie between SoCon and Nas.
Wow.
I say SoCon because he has better beats than Nas does.
And the, I made the beat.
Who does the beats?
Totally agree with that.
Who does the beats though?
This guy J Logic. Wow.
J Logic and Audible Doctor.
I don't know. They're just the future. That's about it. But.
Some nice. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Doctor,
that's all I gotta say.
Audible Doctor. Wherever
that's
he
all
is.
I gotta say.
Rest in peace, Audible Doctor.
Wherever he is.
Okay, so everybody, Nas, let's hear your thoughts on Nasty Nas.
Thank you, Rob. Nas needs to stop making songs like that when it's not necessary.
Yeah.
This last album proved it's not necessary.
Do you?
His last album was a statement about the world, race, politics. That song was not a statement. It was basically a renouncement of everything that he just did. It's like he just said his last album didn't matter. It was that corny.
Well, the whole album was better than that song.
Oh, yeah, of course.
At least something from the album, especially Queens Get the Money. But that's
No, Nostradamus, no comment. I do not enjoy that album.
If that was Nasty
Omi
Nas.
Omi was cracking. I still stand by Omi.
If that was Nasty Nas, then I guess Classic Nas would be Porno. Because that couldn't have been Nasty Nas. Definitely ain't the brother I know. They should have left him at the barbecue.
Ooh. I've been listening to Back to the Grill again, like, every week for the last 5 months.
Was that song about Paul Wall?
No. Hey.
Oh, good.
Shout out to Paul Wall, my
new
friend.
Paul. He's a friend of Brownback.
Okie
dokie. So let's recap real quick.
Recap.
All right, we have first Static Selecta featuring Cassidy, Saigon, and Terminology. To the top.
No, you got to say with the G raised. Even if you're talking like, and Terminology.
You're terrible.
Not as terrible as
we all, you know, concurred that the beat was dope, but some of the lyricists on that album could be in need of some help. Moving on.
Terminology can pay me how to rap.
Stop it. All right, next. Little Dap.
I'll pay him to let me teach him how to rap.
Little Dap, Watch Me Now. It was produced by DJ Skiz. Once again,
yeah.
The beat was okay. It was dope.
It was hot.
Maybe with you're so biased.
Someone got turned down by Skiz.
But yeah, we need what? I just registered what you said.
kidding.
Anyway,
kidding.
Would have been dope. Could have been dope. Keep on layering it on. All right, next track. LL Cool J, produced by DJ Scratch. Rockin' with the goat. No, not rockin' with the goat.
You're listening to DailySession.com.
That was so vulgar.
People listening to the show for the first time will think we're such a horrible motley group of buffoons.
Well, we did,
Oh, man.
Greatest of all, terrible.
Oh, that was...
What are you doing?
He just got joke of the day. Like, you know the little popsicle sticks that have a joke after you lick the popsicle all the way? You have that joke.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about LL conjunction with that. Like,
No, he'll just like lick it to death and think of nasty things.
He never gets to the joke because he licks the stick into like oblivion.
Oh, God.
It's like a rotten piece of wood.
God. Double entendre. All right, moving on. Roxy, still here. Didn't know you were here to begin with, brother.
What can be said about Roxy that hasn't been said about a pile of garbage?
All
right, let's go.
And last... But not least as an MC, possibly least as a song, or tie for the least.
What are you
talking
about?
Nas, Like Me. So yeah, that's what that was. Let me, before I let you guys do your little shameless, you know, plugs and all that good stuff.
Let's start now.
Let me just tell everybody what albums are going to be coming up. And there's actually one specific event that everybody needs to know about. The Rocksteady anniversary. July 24th, 25th, 26th. Everybody should check that out. They're going to have a lot of B-boy battles, B-girl battles. A free concert that Sunday featuring a lot of old school and current heads in Jersey. And
Jersey?
Yeah. Last year they did it in Jersey as well.
They've been doing it for like five years now.
And it was it rained.
What's up with it?
I hear that Eclipse is going
to kill Andrew.
But you know what? Let's say that it's not
going
to rain this year.
Let's be positive, Pedro.
Thank you.
Positive. Pedro.
I didn't get close to
PP.
No, you're right. That's it. You're right.
Go, Pedro.
Yo.
All right. Calm down, ladies.
I hear that DJ Eclipse is doing a Spirograph demonstration at this year's Rocksteady. Every child's favorite art project machine, the Spirograph. DJ Eclipse. Killing it on the Spirograph.
You're going to hell.
Make more people come
out. You are going to hell. All right. On with the albums. Oh, you terrible, terrible child. You. You're going to get beaten. No. Well, as we let me recap albums that came out this week and next. What's coming out next week, just because we weren't here. Nas Untitled, of course, came out just a couple days ago. Oh, Rob Champion's belated birthday. Happy birthday, Rob
Champion.
Happy
birthday, Rob.
Woo! Okay, there you go. And OVO came out with an album.
The
Hyrule representative.
Who did? Hieroglyphics.
Yeah, Vulture Wisdom Volume 1 came out July 15th.
Cool.
David Banner came out with his album. And this week, Facts One's coming out with an album. That's long range. Grouch coming out with Artsy.
Grouch.
And Jedi Mind Tricks is coming out with Sour Diesel.
That would be Dope Nixon.
So,
Dope Nixon, Undefined on the beat.
That's what's going to be coming out all on the 22nd. So everybody say your little goodbyes, your plugs, all that good stuff.
How much weed do you have to smoke to buy a Grouch album?
Yo, rest in peace, 40.
One at a time, gentlemen. One at a time. All right,
Killer Mike. Hit it.
I just want to say rest in peace to Sporty T, one of the pioneer New Orleans MCs, former partner in crime with Gregory D and Manny Fresh. And always a big shout out to DJ Aladdin, the best DJ ever. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, J-Logic right here. I don't know what to say except for Brown Bag All-Stars. Don't be mad because we're better than you. Pretty much about to kill the game. J-Logic and Audible Doctor, the best around with the beats. All right, next.
Yo, shout out to my goddamn self, SoulCon. The Brown Bag All-Stars mixtape is going to be available at Fat Beats this August.
You sound like you're about to sing.
And I'll say this.
You'd be lucky.
I'm not going to sing tonight, but my mixtape is coming out in September, hopefully, maybe October, and the album's coming out later, all produced pretty much by J-Logic.
My birthday is in September.
I'm just going to say
this. That would be an awesome birthday gift.
I'll give you that for your birthday.
I would love that.
That's what she said.
And you know what? I just want every rapper to know right now. I talk a lot of ish, as the people say on the radio edits, because I can back it up. So you won't expect it when you see me, but when you hear me,
you will really not expect
you
it.
Will,
let me tell you.
You will defecate in your older cousin's jean shorts terminology. All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's all I gotta
Jesus
say.
Jesus Christo. That's
my word.
Jesus Christo.
I ain't hating on because he's Puerto Rico. I'm hating on because he's
all right,
black.
Rob Champion. Say your thing. Say your word.
The main event every Wednesday night at Fiddlesticks Pub and Grill, 56 Greenwich Avenue, between 6th and 7th Avenue. There you go.
All Fiddlesticks.
That is the dopest venue name
I forgot one thing.
Okay, go ahead, SoulCon.
Shout out to Alice at DigiWax for putting on a great show on Sunday.
Yes.
It was Wale, Blue in Exile.
Shout out to our boy Blue.
Shout out to Blue, one of the best in L.A. to do it right now and probably to ever do it in the long run. He's an incredible rapper. Hope he has much more success in the future.
Shout out to Blue.
One album. He's got another one coming on the way called Johnson & Johnson. He's off the chain. And also copped the Invincible album. She killed it at the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival.
Killed it.
After party. She destroyed it. She's an incredible rapper. And shout out to Brooklyn Bodega, our new friends.
Word.
Yeah, Steve at Brooklyn Bodega.
Can I give a shout out to myself real quick?
Yeah, please do.
Of course.
That's so mean.
Go ahead. It's on me. I'm buying.
Well, first off, shout out to Soul Purpose, also known as Mozzie. That's my peoples. We actually did a video for BoobTube. Best of Both Worlds, and I got to be in it.
Woo.
And I was the angry bitch that was cursing him out the whole time. It was awesome. Great therapy. Awesome therapy for the soul. I kept apologizing after every single take. I swear to God.
She's so nice. That's why
I felt so bad. But shout out to Mozzie. Check it out. Yeah. Soul Purpose, BoobTube. It's on YouTube. Ha ha ha. It rhymes. So yeah, that's what it is.
Word.
What it was. We'll
shout out to Audible Doctor.
Oh, of course.
Shout out to Audible Doctor.
His presence is always, affecting our auras over here.
Audible Doctor, Audible Doctor,
and
Audible
shout
Doctor.
Out to Audible Doctor. Shout out to Audible Doctor for casually calling women bitches. Audible Doctor. Good
Love
job.
Audible Doctor, casual.
Brown bag.
Thank
Very
you,
Ehala,
on the ones and twos. Spin us out. We out next week. Peace.
It's like that.
Yo.
You're listening to DailySession.com.
Yes, sir.